Now, I'm not a rich man, and treasures of the world I don't have, but I got a little story I'd like to tell. Well, my rent sure costs a lot, and one little room is all I got. But in my eyes, it's a castle that I'm living in. Yeah, because I'm living good. Yeah, I'm living good. I got your sweet love, and darling, I'm living mighty good. Yes, I am now. Sometime my old car failed to start. Seems like it's always falling apart. But when you're in it, that old car is my limousine. I'm living mighty good. Yes, I'm living high with you by my side. I'm living so good, darling, till I'm so satisfied. Yeah, if I could wish up on a star, I'd wish things would stay as they are. I wouldn't change this paradise I'm living in. Yeah, because I'm living good. Don't you know I'm living good? I got your sweet love, darling, I'm living mighty good. Everybody now,
house party, man.
Yeah.
At the mansion, this though is the Thursday mansion. Night mansion party tonight. You get me? I don't know if you wanna take a look.
So, how's this camera. Mansion? Where is it? What's going on? Has it been squatted? Yeah,
it's been squatted real early. It's a £4.2 million house. I managed to squat it real early. There's jacuzzi in there, there's pool, there's whole heap of things. You got to see the view.
So when the police come, what do you lot do?
Them man, they just hold up a thing and say, yo, squatter's rights. You get me? Bam, bam. Move from the land.
So how did it come about that people just come here, man?
Before we got here, it was on the market for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the person who owned it before went bankrupt. And then the bank seized it off him, and then we come and just got it.
MTV Cribs, yeah? What's this young UK yard? Yeah?
UK Cribs, come. This is the new area where we're now. The pool area is just down here. This is where we're now. Shower. Nice skylights.
What are you saying? What's good, brother? Then that's just good. I'm telling the police they're trespassing.
Of course, man. The toes out, buddy. The toes are out.
You mean people live like this? Oh, but there's no water in there, man. No water. How are you doing, man? So there's gonna be a party, is it? So you go get some water, man. You need the music in here, man. Steam room.
This is the life, man. This is Crips. Yeah, man. This is your new residence.
Yeah, man.
It's good to live. It's normal, isn't it?
It's normal.
I mean, we do this. We live like this every day, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It's the same. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Sit down in your restroom, just chilling with some mates. When an officer came over, quoting section 1 days. He said, I'm gonna search you. I said, what's your reasonable grounds? Well, he just quoted the case again. I said, you better get your sergeant down. Cause I don't understand. I just follow common law. That's harmless fraud that originally the sound. There's not any more. Cause I don't understand. I just follow common law. And I don't use pictures of the Queen, cause I find her face is quite obscene.
See, recycle, you're actually practicing recycling.
It actually does work. We collect organic stuff we put for the compost back in our garden. We collect burning stuff so we could burn our fireplaces. And we collect bottles and cans and tins and wash them up. And look at that. We use them as an ashtray.
So you're actually trying to keep the place clean then?
We do That's look good. After the place, of course.
That's
we do.
Good.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Raspy, what's happening, man? What's going on?
I have to laugh with you. We went to Clifton with this, you know, Crystal City, the man John, you know, place where even 10 years ago, when I walk up the place and I get run, you know? Yeah, like we walk up the place, and place a white lady's place, you know? Yeah, man, Clifton and white ladies, hills and white ladies, bro. You know? You have black boy. You can have something there, you know? You're a black man, you know? You're a black boy. White ladies and Clifton man, chap. Well, I didn't know any Clifton manager. You see, because we met a few other men. We had the band Freedom Move, Common Law Move. We see it fitting that no one should be homeless. So they're taking the right, have the right, to find home for themselves. Just like a man hungry, to find food and eat. Naked, to find clothes and put on. Well, them homeless, to find a home. And this one is a wonderful home.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I mean,
most of the room is on street, you know. My room personally is on street, you know.
So what, you've come and you've taken a room too?
Well, I was with them from the beginning.
So don't you think this would be a nice place where like it's all empty now and things like that, if people could get together and take it on and create a nice cultural, a youth center, something that we can bring young people up and do something positive in here? Or you think that's not possible?
Well, it's possible, it's possible if you put the mind to it. Because it's like I said about a community center, we start out the West Country, you don't find really a whole nation community center dealing with cultural education. This place is a unique place for all tribes, all nations.
And Clifton has a lot to answer for, hasn't it?
This is why we are in the Clifton mansion. It's not Clifton house, we're in a Clifton flat, you know, a Clifton bedsit. It's Clifton mansion in Clifton Wood.
Bristol. Slave capital of Europe, of England.
All these crazy motherfucking people. Have a side that's still unhappy in some kind of way and try to escape that unhappiness and turn to it.
I make pussycat rap, acts boogie and dash like I'm Dog the Bookie. I bully a track, look behind. Hawes, Lowe's eyes, a hive mind. I fight inside for inner peace with each side. Ironic, I bite your head off. Hand you your necklace back, put some ice on it. Life's boring, I sleep mine away. Dream lucidly, try and see how deep I can fade. This bug, take a stroll in my subconscious. While foul thoughts crumble the walls that block it. Mentally I'm crooked and cracked. White man say it's hooded me, could it be that? I reflect and repel, I'm out of your reach. 2RAW for retail, I'm deep. Like Hellraiser's box, heavenly release. I'm imperfect, the wings made me complete. In my past life I roll with a thief. Young knight, priest and a cleric, still roll with me in spirit. I died in the field, now reincarnate and battle a beat.
You want to see my answer? You want to see my bathroom?
Oh, yeah, yes, please.
I just seen the other one.
See my one in there was nice.
So this is ensuite. Look at this. Oh my gosh.
I just had a bath before. Just had a bath, so I'll keep the water because I want to wash my trousers. Yeah.
So hot water's here.
Well, it's a mountain, brother.
Yeah, nice toilet. Bath. Look at this.
The man can, the run left it, you know? So you wouldn't take it, you know? Yeah, the run left it.
So how long do you think you're going to be here, man?
Probably another month.
Another month, okay.
And the community will come together and put in a bid for it, you know?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we hope that they will come together and put in a bid for it. And many young children, and most of them are parents. Most of the parents are also rich. So it's up to them to help. Pure for them, and I will be here to help them pure themselves to be a better man, you know? So the family couldn't lose. If they come together and put something together and finance the place for them, you know? They couldn't lose, you know?
Thank you. This is your room, yeah? This is massive, man. For a room like this, you do definitely need a bigger bed.
Imagine that, there's people, I know this was built off of slave money, you know. There's people out there starving, and there's, I don't even know how many rooms is in this mansion, and then the shit is disgusting. I find it disgusting, and I'm happy these people have had the balls and the guts to do this, and we need to start fixing up and coming together, because if they start using this as a positive thing, it's going to be hard for the police and I to take it off them. So, people, fix up as it is TV all day, yeah?
So how did you end up in here?
basically to be in town, just to live somewhere closer to town. I was living on the edge. And it was central, near the trees.
Yeah.
Came here, so felt the vibe to come here a few weeks before I did.
Yeah, how long has it been? How long have people been here?
A month.
About a month now, yeah? And how long have you been here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah? You know, do you think this is a good thing?
I don't know, I got the lights on. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think this is what they're like, a sort of an example for the rest of the sort of youngsters,
yeah,
or coming up 20s, people that are going to be homeless.
Yeah.
So the house will burn,
and
the car
beats his houses, yeah.
And basically loads of people are going to do it, so it's like headquarters for good ideas.
Yeah.
Basically, good living, what can you do? You know, these times are going to be hard. People got to get together, and that's the best thing about it, really. I think that it's kind of random people in this house, and that's what's interesting.
Yeah,
so you're
going to
see a few people.
Meeting all
and
different types of people.
People are going to, you know, they've got their heart in the right place.
Yeah.
And
don't the police, where are you?
Look, it's all warm in here, man.
No,
cozy. This is nice.
Nice, man. Right, yeah. A lot of you, you see, you're going to watch this and see this. We need to start taking control and actually taking steps and that. Because all things are happening around us. A lot of IR groups are struggling out here. Just think it's going to be that's because it's not fair to that's happening. But
amazing. That's our whole now, I think. So we need to take note of this and be ready for the revolution. It's happening that soon.
Right. We're actually now going upstairs to the roof. Get a good view. View over Clifton.
Bristol.
Yeah, Clifton, Bristol.
Anywhere you go in the world, people want to know what is Rastafari, you know? Of course. Where Rastafari is still right now and live.
Of course.
Which last year
the people I grew up looking up to. Yeah. Positive members of the community helping up the coming generation, yeah?
What's going on?
We're here to help the homeless and people that need places to live, innit?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How long have you been here from the start?
Yeah, from the start, yeah.
Yeah?
First day,
were you down the bottom?
Down what
is it, Cumberland College Street. Green and that?
Cumberland Street, College Green, yeah. Man.
So what do you think about the government, what's going on in England right now?
I don't know, it's all fucked up, man, it's all crazy, but still we're here to help, and like, people that need places can come in and that's so we're not here for the fun of it, we're here
for the
at least you've got some meaning, because a lot of people,
the system's a bit fucked up, isn't it?
And like, it's hard, isn't it? If you're in that position already, it's hard to like get out of it, isn't it? So
what do you do yourself normally?
Doing it up in the mansion.
Now, what's your day to day? Do you work?
There's a couple people here that work, but I don't really feel the need to work.
Well, why should you? You live in a mansion.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? When I can just
live in a mansion,
just coach in a mansion, and yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Bristol.
Bristol, yeah?
Oh, you like
Bristol.
What area?
No,
yeah?
Okay.
The man don't need to work, he lives in a mansion.
Yeah.
You just said something, man, and I think it's very important to repeat that again, man.
What is squatting?
You just said about
takeover.
The takeover.
Europe took over Africa. And when them take over Africa, they might take the best part of Africa. So I and I now trying to take over the best part of Bristol, England. Look at Mugabe. Mugabe feeling it right now. They take the best part of Zimbabwe. It's always been squatting. From creation time. It's always squatting people, right? So they want to call us squatters, we're not squatters. We need to do it, and we need to take people from the street into a building where they can feel warm and get education with themselves, you know?
So all we have to do now is put the Jamaica flag up, or the Africa flag.
Yes, and the England flag. Show where we are.
Yes.
Where we are.
Yes.
And who has conquered. Get back to the African again and come and take it. Yeah. We are moving at the Jamaicans and the Africans, and all nations. We come together to help to take part of Europe. And Europe can't come up to it, you know. So we can't sit alone and come and do it. And so called squat, you know. Asia Minor, India, China. Don't forget, Asia Minor was taken over by them. You know, India was taken over by them. So when you say Africa, you don't become African. But I'm saying Africa. It's not only Africa being scattered and being invaded by these people. So we have a good part of what? Christian England.
Right. Hey. Oh. Where are we? Oh. Where are we? You are at home.
Oh, no.
God. No, don't touch it.
God.
Don't touch it. You had your wisdom teeth out. Yeah, you did. God. You had your wisdom teeth out. Don't touch it. You ready to go in the house? Why what? God. Where are we?
Oh.
We're home, right?
No.
Yeah? No. Does it hurt? No. How you feel?
I feel good.
Feel good?
Oh.
A little dizzy? Yeah. What do you want? What do you want to do now?
I don't know.
God. Don't. Just. You ready to go in?
Okay.
All right. Say bye.
Bye.
See you later.
What's in my mouth?
Gauze.
Oh.
Some fun when Snubby Gunn plays Private Eye, and you can have the same kind of fun with Mattel's Tommy Burst Detective Set. The Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots. Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded. Or fire single shots like a rifle. The Tommy Burst alone is $3. In the Detective Set, you also get the Snub Nose 38 and Snap Draw Shoulder Holster. The pistol fires greeny stick'em caps and shoots safe shooting shells. The exciting new Tommy Burst Detective Set includes wallet, badge, and ID card. $7 wherever toys are sold. You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Bay County 911.
I'm gonna have to kill myself!
What's going on?
A message after the tone.
What's your name? Tell me what your name is. Really? Wow. Do we know what our name is?
Thank you.
a true American hero, and he's only 8 years old.
Last week, Lucas Armitage bravely defended his family and his home when he stopped an intruder all by himself just by using his daddy's gun.
That's right, and Lucas and his dad, Jack, are with us in the studio this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Tracy.
Now, Lucas, can you tell us what happened?
I heard the noise. I got up from bed and went to the kitchen.
So you found it all by yourself, right?
I take it out a lot. Sometimes I just look at it.
Right now, it was a burglar, wasn't it, Lucas? He was trying to steal things.
When he saw I had the gun, he put his hands up and said, please don't shoot
him. But you didn't listen to him, did you?
I know it would be easy to shoot him. Just aim and pull the trigger.
And that's exactly what you did,
you
right?
You shot him in the leg, didn't you? You put one right through the kneecap, right?
Yeah, it was like bang, really loud. And he fell down the screen. It was lots of fun.
Lucas, you really are a hero.
I started crawling away and crying, so I shot him in the back.
Yeah, you must be so proud of your son, Jack.
Oh, and then I stood over and shot him like, bang, bang, bang.
Well, that's one crook that's not going to be breaking into anybody else's home, is he?
Yeah, he wouldn't stop talking, so then I shot his jaw.
Well, how'd you manage to do that, Lucas?
Either you shoot at the temples and pull down, or you shoot at the skull wall.
It's the weakest part of the skull, he's right.
That's very sophisticated knowledge there.
Yeah, but then he starts going,
yeah, right.
And then I showed off each one of his fingers, and then he stops.
So, Jack, it was the screaming you heard that woke you up so you could call the police?
No, no, actually, it was Lucas laughing that woke me up. I had never heard the kid laugh so hard.
There was blood all over.
They smeared it all over himself.
Really?
He likes the way the blood.
Oh, now your school gave you a special award for courage, right? We have a photograph of that award ceremony. Let's take a look.
Oh, Lucas, you didn't even change your shirt before you got your award.
Well, why would he change his shirt? That's his honor shirt.
Oh. I want the blood.
Yeah, it must have been fun getting that award at school, right?
And, I want the blood.
Well, he's gotten a little shy now.
Well, Jack Armitage, thanks so much for being here. Lucas, thank you for your heroic work.
Absolutely. Now, you stick with us because after the break, some warning signs that your pet may be a CIA mole.
Okay, guys, I am going to call this number. Apparently, some creepy ass shit goes down when you call it. It's 1666666 and then 46 or something like that. I don't know. But anyways, I'm a little bit nervous right now because I was told scary shit's gonna happen, and I always do believe shit like that. So, anyways, here it goes. There's nothing to be scared about. Here, you guys can listen if you want. Okay, here, listen.
Your mind, your mind.
Jackson say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy?
I don't know what they mean.
Well, you know it. You married him. What do you think?
Heck, he's urban.
He's urban.
Yeah.
How long has he been that way?
About 2 months.
2 months he's been there. Do you think there's anything he can do about it?
He went to a doctor.
Oh, he did. The doctor give him anything for his urban?
He gave me something.
If you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out for many men of medicine usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good tasting a cigarette can be.
Great day for the animals on Super Circus, isn't it, boys and girls? First of all, we had a rattlesnake, and we have Cheetah the leopard, and in just a little while, the elephants will take over on ring number one. And wasn't that Cheetah? A beautiful, beautiful leopard. Really unusual. It's another enjoyable menagerie trip with Bernie Hoffman. Now, here's something very special for boys and girls, and grown-ups, too. See, kids, we're having a ball down in Clown Alley. Nikki's teaching Mary how to waltz. Come on.
Hey, what are you doing, Jake? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm teaching Mary how to waltz.
Yeah. Waltz! Don't be a square all your life. Hey, you heard about the latest dance craze? Man, it's the Sugar Smack Swing. Oh, big, big breakfast. Good, good snack. Swing the kettle, sugar smack. Everybody sing for a big, big breakfast. A good, good snack. Swing to kettle.
But I know something that's even more fun.
What's that?
And that's eating a big heaping bowl full of those golden cups of wheat with milk all over them. Say, no wonder the swing is to Kellogg's Sugar Smack.
And Mary, don't forget the swing to Smacks for Snacks, because you can eat Sugar Smack right out of the box, you see. Because every bite is candy sweet. Because every Sugar Smack is sugar toasted. Hey, Mary. Do you think the Sugar Smack's under the box?
I did.
Okay, then let's swing. For a big, big breakfast, a good, good snack, swing to Kellogg's Sugar Smack.
Hey, get with it, kids. Pick up one of those red and white packages with Mary and Clippy on the front. And join the swing to smackin' good Kellogg Sugar Smacks.
Like you crave that corn when it's freshly bopped, you gotta beat it to the box with the butter on the top.
Get with it, man. Start strolling down to the sweets that you're rolling, the best in town. Our candy's real gone, if I'm understood. To all you squares, that means the confection is positively delicious. Cork that stuff. Give me five. Let me send you into this nutty jive. Go, man, go. It ain't very far. Shake it on down to this cool snack bar. Come on, Jill. Give us a treat. A friendly pepper-upper with a tasty beat.
Drink Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, 'cause it never lets you down.
Frosty, man, frosty.
Yeah, the epitome of greatness, face it, no one placing close. Sweetness on the beach, that Walter Payton flow. On track to be the best, what you pacing for? Call play, step back, pump fake and throw. Who that? Drew Brees ain't on the field. The document is monumental, shit real to real. No huddle game plan in my phone, outstanding most. Haters, commentators, call them Pat Buchanan's. Dough still slamming on the Cadillac. Swinging lane to lane, gripping grain like a battle axe. Cameraman, capture the future like it's here for me. Why these cheerleaders cheer for me? We too hard to be crushed, too gone to be stuck. Too fly to be touched, too much to be us, so we just let them do they thing. 'Cause we something like the A-team. And I ain't talking about they team. I'm talking Super Bowl great team. Undefeated all season. Championship, no weedies. Greetings.
Greatest, 72 Dolphins, 2010 Saints. We doing what they ain't. Say it ain't so. Double back, what you came for. Tryna mango. Matter of fact, where's your bankrolls? Make them niggas pay like T.O. Mike Urban with the lines. Fuck niggas, get on your grind. Niggas know I get it in. Vince Lombardi award recipient. Nigga does a track flipper. That nigga like LT. Run through competition. Smell me. Coming at you 3D. Better eat your Wheaties. Brett Favre, I go hard. It's too easy.
We too hard to be crushed. Too gone to be stuck. Too fly to be touched. Too much to be us. So we just let them do they thing. 'Cause we something like the A-team. And I ain't talking about they team. I'm talking Super Bowl great team. Undefeated all season. Championship, no weedies. Greetings.
Yeah, John Taylor, just as nice as Jerry Rice. Still dump Gatorade on the coach and rock this ring. For the unless sing, you done your thing. I seen it all from the bleachers. Schooling them, giving lesson plans to the teachers. All from behind the scenes, pulling strings. Out for one thing, Al Davis is just when babies lost all graders. At the airport early, rocking the latest from one of my two clothing lines. That's product placement. Ice cubes in my pocket, 2 minute drive, L.A. style, I got this.
We too hard to be crushed, too gone to be stuck. Too fly to be touched, too much to be us, so we just let them do they thing. 'Cause we something like the A-team. And I ain't talking about they team. I'm talking Super Bowl great team. Undefeated all season. Championship, no weedies. Greetings.
And I can talk to you 'cause you girlfriend, you
yeah,
know, so
sure.
They look
for
stuff, you know. It's, I don't take seconds.
Oh.
You know, I don't do no
cameo. Oh, they wanted you to do a cameo.
Yeah.
Oh.
And let me step out myself for a moment so you can understand. It's not about egotistical reason, nothing like that. Now, I don't have no problem, and I told him, I don't have no problem you picking somebody else to play the A-team, because
yes.
I don't own that, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I tell everybody, I was honored and grateful to God that I did the first one,
right.
You know what I mean? But then when you asked me to come on and do a cameo, I said, you must be some kind of fool.
Yeah.
You must be out your mind.
So,
you know, I know you're on the road, Wendy, but I got to say this here. Now, I don't mind. Now, I've done cameos in other little movies and whatnot, but to ask me to come to take second
on your own job,
Mr.
Yeah.
T, take second.
Yes, no.
I pity the fool.
Hey.
friend is here. You know, and you know, and in truth, like I said, because you're my girlfriend, you know, we can say this here. You know, and then you're gonna try to get my fans. You have a guy perpetrating me. You come out, so I had my lawyers. I said, check this guy out. See, can we have a lawsuit? They cop, that's infringement. They can't do that.
Oh,
I said that's my mohawk. That's my
oh. So you're wearing your hair.
Yeah. So they figure they can get a black guy, have a little muscles,
gotcha.
Put a little mohawk, and say he's Mr. T. You ain't Mr. T, fool!
Oh, Mr. T, calm down.
Yeah, okay.
Calm down.
Just a clerk. If you on the job right now, quit your surfing. Back to work, fool.